League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cathal Friel, Executive Chairman of Open Orphan, ORPH, a ticker there. Cathal, thanks for joining me.
Justin, it's a pleasure to chat.
Yeah, it's a busy day for you. I bet interim results out for the 6 months ended the 30th of June. And let's get into that. Before we do that, as always, Guy, I like to do this because there's always new people listening to the podcast. I don't want to leave them behind. Just for them and for people maybe not too familiar, could you just explain Open Orphan, what it's about, please?
Yeah, Justin, look, Open Orphan is very simple. We acquired two companies 2 years ago, Venn Life Science and HVivo. None of them made a profit in their life. Both of them are just trundling along. Put them together, cleaned them up, and we've created the world leader in the testing of vaccines and antiviral. Heavily owned by management team, myself, a larger shareholder, myself and Brenton Buckley bought over £300,000 worth of shares earlier this summer. So yeah, so we're kind of unique in that we have a big ownership stake, we're fast grown, we don't like losses, and we're the world leader in testing the vaccines, antivirals, and all that good stuff that's now going through an explosive growth. Post-pandemic, you're going to have a huge amount of new products. Market's grown to $250 billion, single biggest market ever in pharmaceuticals, infectious diseases, and we're one of the companies that can test all of them.
Yeah, very exciting, fast-growing area. So let's look at the results then. Confirmed a profitable H1 2021, of course. Tell us some more about that, if you could, Cathal.
Yeah, just as I said, we took two companies together that never made money in our life. And now, and the market would have worried earlier this year, will we actually make profits? So look, we're very clear. We were operationally profitable Q4 last year, but guess what? We're now firmly, absolutely profitable for the first half of this year, making a nice bit of money, good chunk of money in the bank, and more importantly, guiding that we will be profitable for the entire year as well. So really, really happy about that.
Yeah, unbelievable transformation since we first started talking here. Fair play. And like I say, cash in the bank, $14.9 million, and you reckon you'll be ending the year in line with us, is that right?
Yeah, just there's a bit of a, people were a little worried we would have had more cash in the bank at the end of last year, touching 20. We did have to invest some in new models, such as malaria. We did put some money into the COVID models as well. But also we invested some in getting Poolbeg Pharma, which we spun off, handed back 25 million dividend species to all our shareholders. And we have three more spin-offs comes in a minute. So cash dropped a little bit, but now we're making it very clear that cash will not drop by the year end because we're profitable. We'll be profitable in the second half. So yeah, the cash should grow from here.
Yeah, and this is quite important, I suppose, because I know some people probably thought or maybe been worried that you sort of, you know, you based a lot on the COVID and coronavirus and you benefited a lot from that. You have, but you're guiding for 40 million for the full year with a 70% non-COVID. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Justin, we were pains. We all had the COVID bounce, but we were pains. They were not a one-trick COVID story. And for the full year, we're guiding 40 million revenues, which is exactly twice what the two companies did last year, the combined entity. And of that, over 70% is non-COVID. The COVID might have been slightly higher. We didn't do as many of the COVID work as expected, but really importantly, we're clear on 70, maybe, or clear on 40 million for the full year, and clear that the bulk of our revenues is coming from non-COVID work at the moment.
Yeah. It's saying that I'm really slightly behind analyst expectations. Why is that, then, Cathal?
Yeah, and I think I hinted there in my last one is that we thought we might have done a little bit more COVID work, and that was because you had to do challenge studies, you have to have a characterization model, and we've had a lot of academics and people involved in that up in Imperial Hospital. We have to be very careful, it's a new disease. So that model has taken longer. It is now completed. We're finished our work and they're all free. So we're now ready to start working on COVID challenge studies. So as a result of that, some of those COVID revenues have slipped from this year into the early part of next year. But at the same time, despite being a little bit behind on this, we're still delighted where we've ended up. A firmly profitable company for the full year, doubling in revenues, and a lot of cash in the bank. And now three more spin-outs to do over the coming months.
Wow, and you're still doing business. You announced this morning a newly signed Human Challenge Modern contract this morning. And just expand on that if you could, Kyle.
Yeah, look, sometimes we try and keep the overhead small as we've got to keep all the balls in the air. But look, we were saying that the infectious disease market is the fastest growing market in the history of mankind because of this pandemic now. That's anything infectious. Influenza, RSV, asthma, malaria, all that good stuff. We're there to test them, and now we're signing. We had a bit of a pause over the summer, just we're getting all our ducks lined up and everything else. And again, because a lot of companies weren't signing. But you'll see a lot more of these. We've got a good number of other influenza challenge studies lining up. We didn't sign a single influenza challenge study in the previous 3 years in hVIVO, and we've now signed three this year. And the expectation to sign quite a few, some more of these between now and Christmas, and plenty more influenza studies into next year. That tells you influenza is on the rise, or RSV is on the rise. There's a lot of work coming our way.
Yeah, good stuff. And talking about that, you say a lot of work coming your way. You're targeting revenues in the region of £50 million non-COVID next year. That's quite a big jump. Yeah, you're confident that, Kyle, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and we're making it very clear. Any COVID work will be on top of our 50 million. So we'll see where that brings us. But the reason we're separate, and we can very clearly contract, see, negotiate the non-con. They're very fast contracts to sign. Very confident. That's based on the back of studies signed. We signed 8.1 million 3 weeks ago for malaria or for asthma. We're signing this one, and say we have a bunch more. So no, 50 million, we believe, very attainable. And then on top of that 50 million will be whatever we secure on the COVID work. And then finally, I said, we've got the three. Pull bag is done. It's now handed back to the shareholders through a dividend species. We've got three more of them to do. That's Z's in Motion, Immutex, and Prep Pharma. And the plan is to try and monetize those and hand the equity back to our shareholders via dividend species in the months ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know the score, Kyle. On the front page of Vox Markets Day, there's a list of 10 companies. They are the most followed at this moment, and it changes every minute pretty much. And to get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button. So if you could, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
I think that we're probably positioned as one of the few companies to gain on testing of those 250 billion explosive growths in infectious disease. So we couldn't be positioned better. That's all upwards. We have a lot of exciting news coming down the track. And guess what? Not alone as a primary business, the CRO, profitable challenge study business, growing and growing rapidly, we've got three more spin-offs to do. And there we're saying handing the equity back to our shareholders, and the plan is to be equity in other PLCs so the shareholders then can have equity across 3, 4, 5 public companies, all on the basis of investing a year ago in Open Orphan. You end up in 4 or 5 separate public companies. So I think that's pretty good reason to keep following.
Excellent stuff. Kyle, thanks for that, fella, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Justin, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.